EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3C, Easy to Understand Language and Audiovisual Journalism. Element 3, Technical Aspects, Editing and Voicing Easy to Understand Audiovisual Journalistic Content. I'm Andrej Tumažin from RTV Slovenia, and in this video lecture I will focus on how editing and voicing easy to understand audiovisual journalistic content differs from standard editing and voicing practices in audiovisual journalism. In this lecture, you will become familiar with special practices in easy-to-understand audiovisual journalism with regards to editing and voicing easy-to-understand content. In any audiovisual content production, whether it is done for television or radio, voicing plays an important part, as a clearly mediated narration is an essential part of the audiovisual journalistic content. The voices we usually hear on radio or television are rich, crisp, resonant, and free from certain impediments that could make it harder for the listener to understand. The Electronic Reporter by Barbara Allison lists the common errors with voicing in audiovisual journalism. These are placing stress or emphasis on the wrong words, speaking in a sing-song voice, using upward or downward inflections in inappropriate places, using a tone of voice that is inappropriate for the story, speaking in a monotone voice, speaking too fast or babbling, slurred speech where syllables or even words are left out, or speaking too slowly or enunciating poorly. The book Broadcast Journalism by Andrew Boyd adds that minor speech impediments in English speech, such as, and I quote, as weak R's, could be barriers to an otherwise promising career, end of quote. In any case, the foremost quality of a voice we hear in audiovisual journalism, regardless of language, is its capability to clearly convey a message. Voicing for easy-to-understand audiovisual journalism must make a few adjustments, but has to stay true to the standard voicing practices for radio or television, which promotes the clarity of the message. In this sense, easy-to-understand voicing must be slower and well-enunciated. John Charles Herbert, in his article Broadcast Speech and the Effect of Voice Quality on the Listener, argues that the broadcasted voice also needs to contain inflection and rhythm, since no one would listen to a monotone voice, which is devoid of feelings, nor to a voice which is overindulgent. Voicing for easy-to-understand audiovisual journalism basically goes another step further in providing users with greater clarity and understandability of the content. At the same time, a less monotone voice makes it possible for the listener to understand the narration as more familiar. Analogous to the principle of proximity from the book Leichte Sprache by Ursula Bredel and Christiane Maas, which argues for the necessity of using the I, here and now forms to make the easy-to-read language closer to the user, one could argue that proximity in an audiovisual journalistic context, and especially voicing, might work inside a dichotomy of monotone versus the non-monotone delivery. Although this might lead us to think that a more dynamic voice would seem more familiar and appropriate for easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content, we still have to consider the standards of broadcast voicing that we have described before. The main purpose of easy-to-understand audiovisual journalism is that the images, narration, and additional graphics convey the same message. For that reason, edited moving images and voices should go hand in hand. In this sense, editing is the most important process, as it mixes different aspects of audiovisual journalistic practice. When producing easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content, the images should not address themes or contexts beyond the original content provided within the narration. For example, when the journalist speaks about a monsoon and the damage created by it, the images need to correspond to that particular narration. The images should not, for example, show an undamaged landscape as a contrast to the narration. When editing audiovisual journalistic content for standard news bulletin shows, the cuts tend to be shorter in length and change within 3 to 5 seconds. The images don't always correspond to the cuts and edits, but create a parallel story, which is then united in the mind of the viewer. In this sense, when producing easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content, the editor should edit the video material according to the narration and allocate the viewer more time to comprehend the moving images. This means the edited cuts with easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content tend to be longer than the norm, since there is not much actual audiovisual journalistic content available which would define itself as easy to understand. We chose to briefly analyze news bulletins from Yle Uutiset Selko Suomeksi, a department from the Finnish national broadcaster Yle, which produces news in easy Finnish in both textual, audio and audiovisual format. Their edits and cuts tend to be longer, around 6 to 8 seconds, and the speed of speech is slower than on the standard news. They have also introduced elements that do not exist in standard language news. They use, for example, a core sentence, which is repeated halfway through the news item. This repetition in narration also corresponds to the repetition in the moving images or graphics. This core sentence enunciates the central theme of the news item, and with the use of repetition makes it more memorable. This is how journalists and editors at Yle Uutiset Selko Suomeksi from the Finnish national broadcaster Yle made the video news bulletins more available to the user. One of the areas of news bulletins and the editing process which are often used are certain graphical elements. Graphical elements in most cases explain new information or deliver some additional information. When producing easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic news items, we can also encounter certain words or concepts which need explanation. We can explain these with the help of narration and enrich the explanation with the aid of graphics. Analogous to the explanations in easy-to-understand language, the explanations should be distinguished from the core elements of the news item itself. With this, the viewer can distinguish what serves as an explanation and what is the information conveyed by the news item. When producing easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content, a journalist should lean on the pre-learned formats, but at the same time adapt these formats according to the audience. When creating easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content, this can be most easily done with the help of validation and tests with the audience, making sure it is understandable to them. I hope this information was useful. This video lecture was prepared by Andrej Tomazin from RTV Slovenia. You can reach me at andrej.tomazin@rtvslo.si.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.